huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Real down and dirty ways to go from zero to 100K followers. I'm not saying it'll happen overnight. It could take months. It could take years. It took me too long because I'm old school and I did it the slow way. You know, mentors of mine said it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. In fact, I think Steve Jobs used to keep saying that. But the world has changed and there are kids going up to 15 or 20 or 30 million followers on TikTok in a year or two. I just followed someone who's got 38 million followers on TikTok in less than 2 years. My friend Alex Stempleski, he's got, 17, 18 million followers in, 18 months, maybe less than that. So you really can go more viral more quickly and you really can build a bigger social media following. And we're going to use Granddad Rob here, who in my first 7 years of being a content creator on all social platforms, I built up just over 500,000 followers across them all, not including my email database, because that's pushing nearly 1 million. But, you know, that's a business. But in the last, 9 months, I've doubled that. So 7 years to build 500,000 followers, 9 months to build more than 500,000 followers. One of the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse with 281,000 followers. I've just literally in the last 12 hours hit 100K on TikTok, hit 100K on YouTube just a couple of weeks ago. So what I thought I'd do is give you some down and dirty and real strategies and tactics. In fact, I've got 19. Stay with me. It sounds like a long episode. It won't be that long. Many are practical, simple and tactical from someone who's actually done it. I haven't built my following, getting my kit off, sucking leggings up my butt and shaking it. I haven't pouted. I haven't put stuff in my face. I haven't taken a load of selfies. Not knocking any of that. If I had those assets, maybe I would. But actually, OnlyFans creators are doing millions a month. Black China does 20 million a month. So whatever your content and whatever your assets, there's a place for you. Now, here we go. Here, it took me about 1/10 of the time to hit 1 million than it did to hit 500,000. Here's what I've learned. Here's what I'd do differently. Here's some of my mistakes. Here's some of the stuff that's on the ground and real. Stay with me to the end because I've got a couple of special things at the end. All right, number one, really important. You've got to accept, engage with, and enjoy the critics. The critics help you grow your channels. They help you go more viral. But if you can't take a bit of criticism, you can't take some failed content, you can't take making mistakes, then you're never going to grow. Accept, engage, and enjoy the critics, and you will go for. Number two then is, it's actually not as hard as people think to post consistently. So 15 to 30 minutes a day should give you content on 2 to 3 channels. You can either go live on one channel for 30 minutes and repurpose across multiple channels. You could go live on Facebook and TikTok and record your podcast and do a Clubhouse room simultaneously. Or you do 5 minutes of content per channel, 2 or 3 channels, 15 minutes a day. It's not hard. A lot of people say to me, I haven't got time. That's absolute bullshit. You're just not making it a priority. Everyone can spare 15 minutes a day. It's just a question of whether you're making it a priority or not. And with how the world is going now, with the growth of the internet, the growth of Web 3.0, the growth of the metaverse, the growth of NFTs, the growth of social media channels, the dozens of monetization tools now on social media, it is worth 15 to 30 minutes of your day consistently to post content on social media. It is not hard. Focus on 2 to 3 channels, 15 to 30 minutes a day, and you're going to go far, I promise you. Number three, you want to commit to at least 1 year of consistency. You wouldn't plant a seed, come back the next day and go, well, where's my fucking tree? Got scammed, this shit didn't work. Where's my tree? But a lot of people have that attitude on social media. They do a few posts, it doesn't work. They don't have many followers. They have a couple of critics. They do a few lives, there aren't that many people on it. I'm useless. Fuck my life, I hate myself. Come on. So I remember getting to know Alex Stempleski, who's got nearly 20 million followers now on TikTok, and Lewis Howes. It was about 10 months ago. We were in some clubhouse rooms together. Alex had got up to, I think, 12 million on TikTok in 9 months. And what he said was, I listened to Gary Vee. Gary Vee said, go all in on TikTok. So I did. Lewis Howes was saying now that he's making TikTok one of his main platforms. So there and then, getting to know those two who were living it, breathing it and doing it, I made a decision. I knew nothing about Clubhouse. TikTok. I was scared of TikTok. I thought I was too old for TikTok. I couldn't dance. I can't sing. What am I going to do? Why am I doing this? Am I like a guy who goes nightclubbing when he's 60 and everyone else is 18? What am I doing? This is what my life has come to. And all this chat was in my head. And I said to myself, no. If they can do it, I can do it. Lewis Howes is more of a content creator in my space anyway. Commit to one post a day for a year. So I actually set up a WhatsApp group, got a few people to join who were also committed to hold each other accountable. And I did one post every day and committed to doing it for a year. And honestly, for the first few months, I was only getting a few hundred views per video on my TikTok. It was a bit, am I going to actually make this? Then I had a video that popped and got 800,000. Then I got my first million. And now I'm growing at sort of 5 million views a month. I've gone from 15,000 2 months ago to 100,000 yesterday. And starting to figure it out through consistency. So whether you're going to do Clubhouse, whether you're going to do Facebook or TikTok or YouTube or Instagram or LinkedIn or podcasts or whatever, commit to doing regular content for a year. Maybe one a day, maybe two a day, maybe three a week, depending on the platform. But commit to a year and you'll get there, I promise you. Well, you won't if you don't follow some of my next steps. But as long as you do, you'll get there. People overcomplicate social media. Okay, number four, by the way, if you're just tuning in, what I'm doing is I am celebrating hitting 100,000 TikTok followers about 12 hours ago. And what I'm doing is sharing how you can grow 0 to 100K followers on most channels, probably in less than a year. It took me 7 years to build 500,000 across all channels and about 9 months to hit more than a million on all channels. And in these last 9 months, I've hit nearly 300,000 on Clubhouse, 100,000 on TikTok from a standing start, and you can too. Okay, number four thing you want to do is you want to collaborate with a lot more people. You can now do Facebook split screen lives again. You can do TikTok split screen lives. You can do squads and collaborations on TikTok. You can interview people on podcasts and your YouTube channel. Collaborate more with people on your level, a little bit below your level, and as much as you can above your level. The more collaborations you do, the more people you'll reach, the more followers you'll get, the more of other people's audiences you will infiltrate and you will grow. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. On my YouTube channel, which is now 110,000 followers, 60,000 of those are from three guests that I interviewed. Just three guests pulled in 60,000 of the 110. And I've interviewed 200 odd guests. So that's great leverage. Okay, and you just want to do that more. Take more risks. Take more chances. Think, I'm not sure about this collaboration. Give it a go. If it doesn't work, you can always delete it. Okay, by the way, make sure you're following me on whatever channel you're listening in on right now. Number five is you have to be prepared to fail. So, you know, I post things from time to time and I make a few mistakes. There's typos. I do breaking news, and maybe for example, yesterday I did the breaking news of YouTube removing the dislikes button. As it turns out, Just at the little bottom of the article that I got the breaking news from, it turns out they haven't actually deleted the dislikes button. You just can't see the likes. So I actually got it technically slightly wrong. And we all get it wrong from time to time. And by the way, when I create content, I like to learn from my followers and the people who comment. So when you comment in my social channels, I'll engage with you. I'll, you know, if I come more from one angle, I would like you to share with me what you believe from another angle. So, for example, I thought taking the dislikes button off of YouTube was a bad thing because I think dislikes are good feedback. Likes to dislikes ratio is a metric for you to check if the content is good. And if you know what, you're going to get stressed and embarrassed and your mental health and well-being is going to be affected by a dislike button, I think you've got bigger problems. You probably need to go and get a therapist and, you know, go and look after yourself first before you put yourself out on social media. But I also said in my content, if you don't agree with me, if you think this is a good thing for the dislikes button to be removed, please let me know in the comments, because we can all learn something and there's always two sides to an argument. So if I make a mistake, it's not always that bad because people will point that out and they will show me another side. For example, I did a piece of content on how Portugal have made a law banning employers messaging their employees after office hours. Now, I'm an employer. I have 250 staff and outsourcers across about four companies. I thought that was a bit of using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. I thought it's ridiculous to ban you from messaging people. Shouldn't we just teach people to manage their time and their emotions better? But I also said, let me know what you think in the comments if you disagree. And some people said, well, it's good for sometimes bosses harass or, you know, message staff all the time or yada, yada. And so it was good to get another side of the story. So back to my point, you have to be prepared to fail. You're going to put a lot of content out there. A lot of it's not going to work. A lot of it's not going to get engagement. A lot of it isn't going to go viral. You're going to make the odd mistake. I make the odd mistake. As long as you admit that and you're open-minded to being taught as well as teaching, you're going to do really well on social media. In fact, when I made this little technical error about my post on the YouTube dislike button, I was tempted to delete it because I was, you know, maybe 10% embarrassed. But I thought, no, don't delete it. It shows I'm honest. It shows I'm real. It shows I'm vulnerable. It shows I'm prepared to make a mistake. It shows I'm prepared to learn. Don't delete it. Don't rob other people of the ability to create discussion and debate. If you need everyone to agree with you on your social media channels, you're coming at it from the wrong angle. In fact, it's really good for your social media when people disagree. Creates debate, discussion, argument. The algorithms love it. It's great for your virality. Okay, number six then is you've got to look at the analytics. And you've got to see best time of day to post. You've got to see what gets good engagement. You've got to see a watch time. Is your watch time going up and down? Are your 15-second views and your one-minute views going up or down? Which videos are going the most viral? Which are getting the most shares? Check the titles, the headlines. Are any getting you shadow banned, or are any not getting good engagement and reach? And look at the analytics. Now, there's brilliant analytics for podcasts, for Clubhouse, for Facebook, for TikTok. The analytics are really good. Keep checking your analytics. So, for example, we used to get good reach on TikTok posting at 9 a.m. Now 9 a.m. seems to have completely died for us. But 5 p.m. is a really good time, and we get most of our engagement 5 to 8 p.m. For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team. p.m. on TikTok. So now we're doing every day a post between 5 and 8 p.m. Our first post now is going at 12 to 1 p.m. because 9 a.m. doesn't seem to be working so much anymore. But of course, there are many other variables. So you, what you do is you post content, you look at the analytics, you think, oh, I'll change that. You post content, you look at the analytics, oh, I'll change that. Imagine doing that 200 times in 200 days. Your content's going to get really good. And when I say really good, your audience like it. But if content doesn't get good reach, it's not good content because no one can see it. It's got to be seen to be good. It's got to be seen to be judged. So you want this balance between content that your niche like, content that is on brand, but also content that the algorithms like, because they're the ones that give you or don't give you the reach. So you can't, you know, a lot of people look at Rob Moore engagement, Jackie, and just doing these posts for engagement. Well, sometimes I do, yeah, because I want the algorithm to show my content to more people. And if it doesn't, I mean, I shout anyway, but if I'm shouting to myself, I'm going to go insane. Okay, number 7. Watch time seems to be vital now across all channels. So by the way, make sure you stay with me till the end because I've got something special I think you'll love. What you want to do is make sure there's a good pattern interrupt at the start of your content. There's a good title. Maybe there's a reward for them watching to the end, whether it's a 10-second TikTok or a 45-minute piece of long-form content. But watch time seems to be vital now across all socials. So you've got to try and keep get your watch time up and try and keep people on your content for as long as possible. Especially vital on TikTok, especially vital on YouTube. Of course, if you go live, the longer people watch, you know, the more your video is going to be seen. Here's an interesting thing about TikTok. So I have 100,000 followers now. But I mean, the max people I've ever had actually on one time on a live on TikTok is 26. The max I've had at any on any one video is about 1,250. Yet those lives will often get me between 100 and 300 new followers. And I think what happens, I can't say this for a fact, but I've sort of been told, but I'm making an assumption, is the longer you are live, the more your live video gets pushed out. So my TikTok account manager said, when you've gone live over half an hour, you start to appear on different sort of homepage threads. So whilst, you know, maybe only 11 or 15 people from the actual live might end up following me, I can finish a live video and have 300 new people follow me, which clearly means my channel's been pushed out to more people. So get watch time up, length of content up, as well as it being engaging. And that will be really good for your reach, your new followers, your virality, etc. By the way, if you're finding this content useful, please make sure you share it. On Facebook, you can just hit the share button. I know you can do that on TikTok too, so please do share this content. On Clubhouse, there's a little plus button at the bottom right. You can hit that and invite a few people in. I don't usually ask people to share my content unless they're finding it useful. If you do find my content useful or valuable, then please do share. Here's something interesting, by the way. I did a test on this about 3 years ago. If I ask for shares once, but properly, not just like, thanks, share, bye, but you know, say, hey, look, if you really enjoy the content, please hit the share button. My mission is to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business, get better financial knowledge. If you do value anything I've shared, please, the way you can help me is just hit the share button. Let's change the world one person at a time. So if I do a mini little, you know, I wouldn't call it a pitch, but, you know, a mini little plea, I suppose, to share once at the end of a video, I get 4 times the shares. Now, I'd usually get on my content 30 to 50 shares. But asking, you know, respectfully, but elegantly, but persistently for a share, that can 4 times that. I could get 80, 100, 150, 200 shares instead of 30 or 50 simply by asking for shares. So don't be so backwards in going forwards in asking for shares. I never wanted to ask for shares. Oh, I don't have to ask for shares. If people like it, they'll share it. But they won't. But if you ask them, they will. So please share this content. All right, what have we got next then? That was a bonus one, by the way. Repurposing content. So I'll let you into a little secret if you didn't know already. I'm live on TikTok, I'm live on Facebook, I'm live on Clubhouse and I'm recording a podcast episode. So if I just did this live on Facebook, that'd be great. And, you know, I'd be good for my Facebook following. But then I'd have to record the podcast again. And that would be, what, another 45 minutes. Then I'd have to do the Clubhouse room again. That'd be another 45 minutes. Then I'd have to do the TikTok live again. And that'd be another 45 minutes. But all I've done is got a few little stands at home. So I'm buying these kind of stands, you know, this little Joby ones for 15 quid, or this one sort of keeps the phone steady as you move it. I just, each time I buy a new phone, because we all upgrade our phones, don't we? We all want the new model, don't we? So each time I buy a new phone, what I do is keep the old one instead of selling it. And so now I've got three iPhones here, three generation iPhones. And I can therefore go live on Clubhouse, live on Facebook, live on Instagram. And if I had one more phone, I could go live on Clubhouse, live on Facebook, live on Instagram, and live on TikTok. I could go live on four channels simultaneously. And that's what I'm doing here. So when you do multi-stream lives, or you create a piece of content, so let's say, for example, I do the Facebook live. No, let's say, for example, I do the Clubhouse room. Let's say, for example, I do the Facebook live. Then what I can do is take that Facebook live. That can become a YouTube video. It can become a podcast. It can be posted on my Facebook groups, on LinkedIn. I could take little shorts for YouTube shorts, Instagram reels, TikToks. Content repurposing helps you go from one to many. Helps you leverage your time doing 30 minutes content, turning it into 30 minutes times five instead of 30 minutes times one. Now, I used to use StreamYard, and I'd go through my laptop, I'd create a piece of content, and then StreamYard would ping it out all over the place. But I mean, you may tell me differently. Let me know in the comments if you've had any different experience. But what I've experienced with streaming platforms now, like BeLive and StreamYard, is that the reach is not that good. So my Facebook reach was going down and down and down using StreamYard. My LinkedIn reach was going down and down and down, even though you have to use a third-party platform. And I thought, look at me, I'm really smart. I'm going live once. It's live streaming on six platforms simultaneously. Woohoo! That's like having sex once and having orgasms for the next 6 days, recurring streams of orgasms. Woohoo! But actually, I've found now that these stream platforms, something's going on in the algorithm. My guess is TikTok want you live on TikTok. Clubhouse want you live on Clubhouse. Facebook want you live on Facebook. And so if they detect any multi-stream or any hacks, they'll probably reduce the reach. That's my guess. So now I use the multiple phone strategy. Now, some people say, oh, yeah, Rob, I can't afford loads of iPhones. Don't have to get iPhones. You can get fairly cheap phones. And each time you upgrade, just keep the other one. But it's really helped with my reach. Another thing on this repurposing of content is what you do is you make one or two channels your main one. So I'm here live on Clubhouse. I've been live on Clubhouse pretty much every day for 2021. So I'd say Clubhouse is one of my main platforms. I'm here live on Facebook, and you know, I'm now doing three pieces of Facebook content a day. I'm getting paid three different ways now, fairly heftily from Facebook. So that I'd say at the moment, Facebook and Clubhouse are my two main live channels. Then I've got YouTube and podcasts, which are probably my main recorded channels. And then, of course, I've got TikTok and LinkedIn and Instagram, etc. So I focus my main content creation live on Facebook and Clubhouse. And then what I'll do is I'll record on the other channels, and I'll repurpose on the other channels. So that, because you can't, well, I was going to say you can't be on all the channels all the time. You maybe could if you're a full-time content creator. I actually think you should aspire to do more and more content. I'm seeing it binary. More content, more revenue. More content, more clients. More content, more collaboration and joint venture and interview opportunities. Literally, the more content I am doing, the more opportunities for revenue, collaborations, interviews and partnerships and sponsorships and advertisers and brand endorsements. So actually, in this modern economy, you probably are wise to do as much content as you can. You might even have a goal to become a full-time content creator. In fact, I have one pair of businesses that do about 20 million a year. Best year 21, worst year 12. This year we're going to be nearer the better than the worst. And I almost don't want to be involved in those companies anymore. I want, you know, my MD and my team to run it. I have about 70 staff because I actually think it's going to be beneficial for me and my brands and my multiple streams of income to be a full-time content creator. Wow, this episode has gone on. So I'm actually going to have to do a part two because I'm celebrating hitting 100,000 followers on TikTok yesterday. I thought, here's what would be fun to do. All the lessons I've learned hitting 100K on TikTok and 110K on YouTube. By the way, I've never bought a follower on those channels. I'm not criticizing anyone else. I'm just saying I haven't. So it's all organic. And I've got 19 of them to share and we're only on number 8. So what I'll actually do now is I'll jump through to number 19 and I'll do a part 2 for you. So make sure you're following me on whatever channel you are on now. So if you're on Clubhouse, hit me follow at the top. If you're on TikTok, make sure you follow me. And if you're already following me on all channels, keep your eyes and ears out because I'm going to do a part 2. Now, I took 7 years to hardcore sweat. And by the way, spent a lot of money, millions, to build organically and through ads 500,000 followers on all socials. This last 9 months, I've spent virtually no money, virtually all organic, and I've doubled that. And so I'm giving you practical, tactical, on the ground, real lessons in how to do that. Not theory or not just from that I heard on a podcast. Okay, so here's what I'll cover in part 2. I'll cover engaging in the comments, knowing your outcome, whether it's to build the following, attract the clients or monetize directly. Entertaining as well as informing, my 70-20 rule, sorry, my 70-20-10 rule, how to follow and leverage the top influencers, going live, hitting certain metric levels and opening up all the monetization tools, jumping on new platforms early, researching trends, hashtags and high volume keywords, reacting to changes on the channels. I'm going to cover them in a part 2 because this is, I end up getting well into this and end up doing a lot more detail than I usually plan. So I have covered accept, engage and enjoy the critics. Critics are great for your viral growth. Don't hide from them. It's not hard to post consistently, commit 15 to 30 minutes a day. You're wasting 1 to 3 hours a day. Stop wasting time. Start committing 30 minutes a day on social. It's not hard. Number 3, commit to at least a year of consistency on each channel. Number 4, interview people and collaborate with people and you'll grow through their audience. Number 5, and this is a big one, number 5, you've got to be prepared to fail. I fail regularly on social media. I start, I go live, I cock it up, I start again. I make the odd mistake. I post duplicate content by accident. You know, there's all sorts of shit. You know, I maybe don't get the amount of people on the lives that I would like, or my content doesn't get the virality that I'd like. I don't give up. I start again. I don't delete with shame. I start again. Because by the way, you can have a piece of content that doesn't go viral at first. It could be really crap at the start. And then a week or a month or a year or 3 years later, it can pop and explode. Especially on YouTube now, and now Facebook, they're more mature, longer form social channels. So don't delete just because it didn't go viral within 7 seconds. Okay, so you've got to be prepared to fail. You've got to be prepared to keep testing and try new stuff. Okay, number 6, looking at all the analytics regularly and making tweaks of titles and hashtags and trends and introductions and times that you go live, etc. Because it changes all the time. I remember when scheduling tools were fine. Now scheduling tools reduce your reach. I remember when multi-stream platforms were fine and now they reduce your reach. For me, 9 a.m. was the best time to post on TikTok. Now it's 5 p.m. It does change. So you need to be ahead of those changes. Number 7, watch time seems to be really important across all social channels. Number 8, repurpose from one channel to multi-channel like I am here live on TikTok and Facebook and Clubhouse and my podcast. And then numbers 9 to 18, I'm going to do as a part two. So let's fast forward now to the final one, number 19. Subscription revenue and subscription models. I believe it's absolutely vital that you have subscription platforms. So do you currently have your version of Netflix? Because you are definitely consuming subscriptions. You probably have your food on subscription. You have your Netflix and your Amazon Prime on subscription. Do you know you can now own Volvos on subscription? You can actually drive cars rather than buying them on subscription. But my question to you is, are you doing it the other way around? Do you create content? Do you have thousands of subscribers? Because if you don't, then you need to. And I have a subscription platform. It's hosted both on Facebook and privately on my own platform. And it's called rob.team, rob.team, you know, as in I'm building a team, a community, rob.team. And what you get with rob.team is you get a masterclass from me each month. So the next few masterclass, I'm going to do a content creation masterclass. I'm going to do a how to go viral masterclass. These are my next two. I also do quarterly challenges on rob.team. So I've got a challenge coming up in a few weeks called 10X your following. And obviously I have pretty much 10X my following in the last 9 months. And you can do the same by jumping on my 10X your following challenge. This is only for rob.team members. I do 10 to 11 pieces of premium content per month for my rob.team members. I have live events for rob.team members. So for example, coming up in a few weeks, I've got a special rob.team member event called Mindset and Money, where I've got a friend of mine who's worth £700 million. He's doing a keynote speech on money. I've got someone worth £100 million who's got, he said to me a week ago, "Oh, Rob, I just got £14 million sat in my current account." He's not worried about inflation. So he's speaking at the Mindset and Money event. So you get all of these benefits for being a rob.team member. And I just charge the minimum amount I can, which is about $5 a month. So if you'd like to join that right now, go to the link rob.team, rob.team, rob.team. Right, now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you all a specific action. Let's see if we can get this to work on Clubhouse and on Facebook and on TikTok. All right, so I've just put the link rob.team at the top of the Clubhouse room. So if you literally click that link at the top of the Clubhouse room and or open a browser and go to rob.team, rob.team, you can gain access to all of that for just the cost of a cup of coffee per month. Let me tell you what that is. That's two masterclasses a month. I'm also getting my guest multimillionaire friend in to come and talk about generating millions of pounds online through webinars. He's generated millions of pounds from his laptop on webinars. I'm actually going to do, get this, you'll love this. This is worth the membership on its own. Yeah, that's exactly right. rob.team. People are asking about the link. Open a new browser right now while I'm talking and just go to rob.team. You don't even have to put www. in or anything like that. Now, while you're doing that, let me tell you and summarize. I'm actually doing a seven-figure subscription secrets masterclass. This will be between £1,000 and £1,500 on launch in early 2022. But I thought I could create a win-win here. I want to do one practice run. I want it to be really tight and slick by the time I do a massive launch, probably do a six-figure plus launch. I've done seven-figure launches before. But I wanted one practice run. But instead of sitting 3 days on my own and recording it, I thought, well, I could let all my rob.team members watch live and be an interactive audience. My benefit is I get to do it as a live event. Their benefit is they get a £1,500 course completely for free called Seven-Figure Subscription Secrets. That is a three-day course that will teach you how to build your own seven-figure-a-year subscription platform. So if you go right now, I'm going to shut this in a minute, by the way, and I'm going to hand over content to Ed J.C. Smith. But if you go right now to rob.team, rob.team, you can get that completely for free with your membership as a Rob.team subscriber. I'm probably going to do it in about 5 to 6 weeks' time. I'll also do some crowdsourcing in my Rob.team platform. So I'll go in. By the way, we've got pretty much 4,000 members now, so it's a big community. I've been doing this for years. It's not brand new. I practice what I preach. But what I'll do is I'll go in and I'll do some polls and I'll ask some questions. Gemma's just said here, sod it, I'll give it a go for a fiver. Exactly. I mean, you can cancel at any time. So don't worry about that. If it's not for you, at least you gave it a try. As I always say, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. But what I'm going to do is when you join, you'll get access to all the content that I shared with you. But also, I'm going to do a bit of a few polls and ask you some questions. What do you most want to learn about building a subscription platform? What are your biggest challenges? Anna has just said here, I can't wait to hear how to grow our membership platform. You know, so is it getting the new members? Is it knowing what content to put on there? Is it knowing the difference between your free content and your $10 a month content? Is it the platform that you host it on? There's actually seven main areas and seven main challenges people have that stop them growing a subscription platform. And I'm going to do a full on deep dive masterclass on it, which I will launch for £1,000 to £1,500. Louise has just joined as well. So there's lots of people jumping on. So go right now to the link rob.team. Now, if you are watching here on the Facebook Live, I'm going to give you a link where you can go directly and join in through Facebook if you want. So you might notice when you join, it's got all the list of masterclasses and premium content and access to me at certain times, live events, WhatsApp groups, all the previous content from the last 3 years. It's all there. You'll notice all of that. However, about halfway down on the page, you'll notice there's two ways to enroll. You can either enroll on Facebook on the left-hand button, or you can enroll on my Rob.team platform on the right-hand button. They're the same. I'm going to make this really easy for you. If you use Facebook or you're watching Facebook, join through Facebook. And I've put the link in the comments for you to directly join on Facebook. If you're listening on Clubhouse or TikTok or my podcast and you don't use Facebook and you don't like Facebook, go to rob.team. Now, I need to hand over in one moment to Ed JC Smith. So I just want to do a quick summary. If you would love to learn how to build a seven-figure subscription platform, knowing what platform to set up on, how much to charge, what content should be premium versus free, what unique content should be on your premium platform, how to only need to create 6 pieces of content a month and have a great platform, and importantly, how to grow your seven-figure subscription platform, go right now to the link rob.team, because one, you can model my platform. You can see, Rob does these masterclasses. Rob does this premium content. Rob goes live at this time. Rob does Ask Me Anything Lives. Rob does these masterclasses. Rob has these features. Rob does these live events. And you can literally model what I do. As long as you don't rip my content off, you can model my platform. And it's only going to cost you the cost of a cup of coffee each month. So you can do that by going to rob.team. You can also get all the other benefits that I've just mentioned. And you can also, if you're quick now, join at rob.team and you can get access to my seven-figure subscription secrets version 1 practice live event before I launch it live in 2022. You will never see me charge less than £1,000, certainly in the UK, for that course. And that'll probably only be to my best customers. And to everyone else, it'll be £1,500. But you can actually get my version 1 where it will be live with you and we can do some interaction because you'll help me create the content. It'll be my first ever one. A bit like I suppose you do a first draft of your book. I don't like sitting down for 3 days and doing recordings on my own. I find it really boring. I like interaction, which is why I'm live on TikTok here, which is why I'm live on Clubhouse here. I like interaction. So you're actually helping me, but you're going to get an amazing 3-day deep dive masterclass. Now get this. If you get just 3 members a day, just 3 a day, at $10 a month, which anyone can get 3 a day, and anyone can charge $10, that's a low amount. Do you know that 3 a day at $10
in 1 year is $11,100 a month, which is about $140,000 a year. So the route to getting a seven-figure subscription platform within 12 months, the easiest way, the quickest way that anyone can do, is to get 3 members a day at $10 a month, and within a year, you're at nearly $140,000 a year. Now, will you get that if you go and leave and don't join rob.team? No. What have you got to lose other than one cost of a cup of coffee a month? By the way, I have 62 coffees a month. I got a problem. But for just the cost of one of those per month, you can jump in on rob.team. I will never do anything like this again. The only reason I'm giving you access to that subscription course is because it's my very first time launching it. I've been running subscription platforms for years. I've made hundreds of thousands of pounds on rob.team and Facebook supporters. In fact, I was one of the first people to launch a membership site platform in my space in 2010. And it was £30 a month, and I got 1,200 members on launch. So I got a load of experience on this, and I can help you.